Magic 105.1, the Magic Morning Show here. Happy Sunday morning. It's time for the Sunday brunch, and we have a very delightful guest today that I think you're going to enjoy very much. Her name is Charlene Proctor, PhD. Do you like being called doctor?
Dr. Proctor. I've never been able to live that down.
Now, this is interesting. Dr. Charlene Proctor is the founder of the Goddess Network Incorporated and the author of some interesting books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and also, and we love these, books of affirmations, the Women's Book of Empowerment, which is 323 affirmations that change everyday problems into something you call moments of potential. And this is interesting because my first impression at just looking at the graphics of the two books and the use of the word goddess, and of course with everything that's come forward in the last year with the Da Vinci Code and the idea of symbology and goddess worship, so now we've got some. So, there's a little bit of a metaphysical aura bent to even the word goddess. But when we talk with you, we're not really talking about astrology or numerology or chi energy or feng shui. This is science.
Mm-hmm. Well, the feminine principle traditionally, and this is what was so exciting about the Da Vinci Code, and we had many other books come out last couple of years, like The Secret Life of Bees and so forth, where people started to get a clear understanding of the goddess, which was very not friends commercialized. And basically, in a nutshell, it's the feminine presence of the divine in whatever wisdom tradition that you may define that. So you will find this present, if you do the research, in Hinduism and Christianity and so forth. And so it's a very abstract idea to think about what the feminine principle of divinity is and how we resurrect that or reincorporate that into our lives. The way that I look at it in terms of our organization, the Goddess Network, is that we're trying to get women to understand that their female perspective on matters is very, very powerful. Their power of their intuition, their patience, their compassion, their reverence for nature, their appreciation for the holy unity of all things. And those are, in many ways, universal principles, both male and female. But I think that over time, our culture and our society, and certainly many of our religious traditions, have forgotten that. So I think that that's part of this revisitation that we're seeing in the media and in many of our books. And it's an exciting thing to see.
Let's talk about the two books that you have written and that we have in front of us here. Let Your Goddess Grow, which is subtitled Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking. Now, you feel that there is still a problem. Maybe it's a combination of all the things that are in society, but that women's empowerment is still a problem. Let's put aside for a second why and talk about how some changes can be made there. Or can you give me some examples of why you feel that empowerment among women is not where it should be?
I think in the U.S. we see it far differently than we do in other countries. Women in America have legal rights. They have the power to choose, and they're protected by law and so forth. We don't see that necessarily in other countries. So our image and our ideas of empowerment are very much different than they are in the face of the world. And I think that most of them today revolve around this lack of worthiness and self-esteem that many, many women have in this country. A lot of that is brought on by domestic violence scenarios. I think that's still a very big problem. That's certainly a problem that many of the women share that I work with. There's 4 million American women that are assaulted every year by their partner, and there's a huge cost of domestic violence in our corporations, something like $72 million a year in lost productivity for American companies because of domestic violence and women in the workplace.
it seems like we, you know, we have this schizophrenic notion that we want women to be as smart, as successful, as philanthropic, and as nurturing as Oprah, but we would prefer it if she looked like Tyra Banks. You know what I mean? The tabloids, the gossip magazines, what we're seeing more and more on TV, what we're seeing leak into the mainstream media and with the internet, I look at all of this as, it's just tough on the brain, whether you're a woman or a man. It wears you out. And then we get into something like a book of affirmations. That's, you know, you getting in touch with your own consciousness. Tell us a little bit about that and how you feel that your book on affirmations can be helpful.
Well, I think developing an empowered viewpoint on life, whether you're man or woman, comes from knowing where your center of power is. And when we don't develop ourselves as women to be good leaders, to be leaders at home, to be leaders in our communities and our organizations, the whole family system falls apart. I think society falls apart. And we have to get to the heart of the matter when it comes to cultivating a better self-image as women. And obviously we're not all about the bathing suits and the objectification and so forth. I think that's been very damaging. But to develop that leadership and that empowered mindset, we have to understand how to think in the present moment, not to keep rehashing the past, letting go. All of these skills are part of building an empowered mindset. And that's what I talk about in the Book of Empowerment, is how to affirm our present day scenario and how to move forward with strength and dignity, and no matter what wisdom tradition, to practice thinking that really acknowledges our power as women, as men, as spiritual individuals.
I think there'd be no argument in that area, and I think both of these books would make lovely reads, maybe the kind of thing that you might want to buy for yourself. Or buy two and give one to somebody that you would like to help empower. And we will repeat the website, so grab a pen and paper, and I'll give you that in a minute. But before we let Dr. Charlene Proctor, the founder of the Goddess Network, leave, I do want to put you on the spot here and talk a little bit about old programming. We know that old programming, and we've heard for years people talk about the old tapes that run in our heads, and that programming, whether it's learned behavior, whether it comes from our childhood, or the way we've told people to treat us, however it works. Can you give us any advice for somebody who's trying to break out of that? And we're into a new year here.
Well, basically, releasing old mental programs is just about letting go of the past, because when we don't, we have no room for personal growth. We have no room for forgiveness. And then unforgiveness settles in permanently, and that all is a very destructive thing. We need to begin our year feeling full of ourselves and to stay on track with our thinking. That just simply tells us that we can do what we want and what our mind says that we can. We're the solution to our own fulfillment, no matter where that is. And when we change our thinking to a more powerful mindset, we can change our lives and the lives of others around us.
Well, the website again is thegoddessnetwork.net. And I assume both books are available on your website.
They are. And Barnes & Noble and Borders, and they're all over in many independent bookstores too, and tons of websites on the internet. You'll have no trouble finding them.
They are beautiful books, and I think, like I said, if I were you, I'd buy two and hang on to one and give one away. The books are Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and the affirmation book was that we referred to, the Women's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations That Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. And we wish you success. Dr. Charlene Proctor, founder of the Goddess Network, Incorporated, and you're right here in the Michigan area. You mentioned Birmingham earlier. So
mm-hmm. Our offices are in Birmingham, and we're very easy to find.
Thank you for your time today, and continued success to you.